This is Ryan D, and you, my friends, are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all of the world, and WMFO.org. It is time for a brand spanking new Music Savage show. I've been waiting all week to be back here in this booth playing music for you wonderful folks. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, whenever and wherever you are listening. It means the world to me that you tune in and support this show and this wonderful station that I do love so much. Hope you had a fine week. It is Friday, May 17th. The weekend is upon us. I can't think of a better way to kick it off, really, ever, than being here with you. Let's talk about this show you are about to hear. We're going to kick it off celebrating the life and legacy of audio engineer, producer, musician extraordinaire Steve Albini, who very sadly passed away on May 7th, far too young. But man, what a life. The music that he helped create, extraordinary. So we're going to play songs from albums that he produced. We're going to shine the record label spotlight on Tuttle Records, located in the Faroe Islands, where yours truly will be heading in just a few days. I'm going to hear some musicians from the Faroe Islands. It is New Music Friday. So many albums out today. You'll hear songs from just a handful of them. I got the latest hot takes. It's going to be good. You know that. I say it all the time. And I think I'm right. Let's do this. I want you to tell your friends, call your parents, tell your neighbors, tell everybody. Spread the good word of the Music Savage Show. Gather on the speakers and turn them up. Grab your beverage of choice. What do you say we have some fun for a few hours? I like it a lot. Let's get going. Music. Steve Albini created with some amazing bands. Some albums here that have pretty much shaped my life. Let's kick it off with music from The Breeders, from their debut album Pod, produced by Steve Albini. Here's When I Was a Painter. Music Savage Show starts right now.
Inside legs of corduroy I've been. Heard stories. his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips she said, hey, pa, hey, pa, hey, pa, let's have a ball. Hey, pa, we'll be right back.
celebrating the life and legacy of Steve Albini, record producer, audio engineer, musician extraordinaire, whose life was cut way too short, passed away on May 7th, and it's just, what a loss. And the albums that you heard just right there are just a handful of music that Steve Albini helped to create and put into this world. It made my life so much better, and I know so many of you out there feel the same way. He's also a musician, guitarist, and vocalist in Shellac and so many other bands. And, you know, the music industry lost a huge advocate and, you know, star talent with his passing. But man, all these albums, they're going to live on forever. And that's because of Steve Albini. So we are celebrating some of the few of the records that he helped to produce. Nirvana right there, a Serve the Servants, first track on their final studio album In Utero. It was released September 1993 on DGC Records. The Wedding Present up ahead of that with Dare. That is off the UK band's third studio album. It's called Sea Monsters. It's one of my favorites. It's released May 1991 on RCA Records. Pixies got a double dose of Kim Deal. Gigantic, what you heard, it's off the band's March 1988 debut album, Surfer Rosa, and features Kim on lead vocals. It was released as the album's only single in August of that year. PJ Harvey with 50 Foot Queenie, lead single from her sophomore album, Rid of Me, came out in April 1993 on Island Records. And her North American tour begins September 11th in Washington, D.C., and stops here in Boston September 18th at MGM Music Hall Fenway. And she puts on a great show. So if you've never seen PJ Harvey live, get to MGM Music Hall September 18th. And kicking off the set, as well as the show at the Breeders, When I Was a Painter, and that's off their excellent debut album, Pod, released May of 1990 on 4AD Records. Rest in peace, Steve Albini. All right. That was a great set. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's get back into the music, shall we? Here's some brand new stuff from a wonderful Scottish band who go by the name of Travis. This is off their upcoming 10th album. It's called LA Times. It's out July 12th. And here is the great single, Raise the Bar.
Just another night on a one-way street.
history. Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I'm in ahead of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can
sorry ending, they always get it in the end. to succeed. At the final moment I cried, I always cry at endings. I always cry at endings. Fool, I wasn't what I meant to say at all. From where I'm sitting, rain falling against the lonely tenement has set my mind to wander into the windows of my lovers. They never know unless I write. This is no declaration, I just thought I'd let you know goodbye, said the hero in this story. It is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. 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 Oh, I'm dying.
Life, it is a small town, and you would be the way, love. Everybody waves just because. Dancing down an empty street, open up your arms. This could be your new favorite.
I remember the feeling.
wish you broke down and told me that one dream. Your eyes a bit misty and so sincere. Where the rivers were veined so relentlessly fine, and the sky was a monster made out of tears. I recall when you woke up and told me another, a huge uncontrollable million hands, and an antelope's heart and a quiver of arrows. Were the gifts that you got.
Album that is. It's Fruit Bats right there. Primitive Man, name of that one. Lead track off of their fourth album, The Ruminant Band, released on Sub Pop Records, August 2009. Great stuff from Shayna Hayes up into that. New Favorite. It's the lead single off the Montreal-based musician's sophomore album, Kindergarten Heart. It's released February of this year. It's one of my favorite albums of 2024. Bell and Sebastian, Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying. And that is off of the Scottish band's second album, If You're Feeling Sinister. It was released November 1996 on Jeepster Records. The Beths up out of that, Expert in a Dying Field. Title track off the New Zealand band's third album. Released September 2022 on Car Park Records. And kicking off the set with some new music from Travis. Raise the Bar, name of the song, is the third single released from the Scottish band's upcoming 10th album. It's called LA Times, out on July 12th via BMG. I'm Ryan Dees, Music Savage Show. I do hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. What do you say we get back into it? I got some songs about joy. And the title tracks, just a few of them. I wanted to hear some hiss this morning, and just kind of went down that little rabbit hole. So there's a few songs about joy. Here's Hiss Golden Messenger, title track from his latest album. It's called Jump for Joy. Music Savage Show.
$20 burning.
what you're brewing? Does your daddy know that's what you're doing? His little girl's got a reputation out to ruin. She was giving them the country way. Machete in the trees, dove hand up on a chain. Wouldn't let the woman play in the banjo in the rain. Can't record a tune, but songs always the same. She's a excuse me strain. Babe, it's alright. I'm gonna wrap you up tonight. Carry you out right on time. Well, she got the magic, she got it a toy. She got a young man that she plays like a toy. He don't mind when she calls a little boy. That's the thing that he enjoys. She wants to get it all back, but it's a little too late. He wants to start all over, want to shine a clean slate. Just get him like a snake and hang him up over the gate. Don't believe it, just you wait. But babe, it's alright.
Joya, I'm not a boy, I'm the burden of Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Ruby Ray, and you are listening to The Music Savage Show with Ryan D. on WMFO 91.5, Tufts University Radio.
Get out of the city so I can hear myself think. My hotel room is at the end of the hall. I can just sit here. Nobody bothers me, serenading the ice machine.
Thank you.
Good Lord, I love that song so much. Neutral Milk Hotel right there, King of Carrot Flowers. Part one is the lead off track from their second album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. That was released February of 1998 on Merge Records. It's just a spectacular record all around. Up ahead of that, Ruby Ray with Queen of Wands, taking off the Nashville musician's second full-length album. It's called True Crime. It was released September 9th, 2022 on her own label, Ruby Ray Records. And it came out September 9th of 2022. So I like to think that it was a birthday present specifically for me. Thanks, Ruby. Jenny Lewis up ahead of that with Joy Y'all. Title track from Jenny's excellent album, her fourth solo album. Was released June 9th, 2023 on Blue Note Records. Shovels and Rope with Oh Be Joyful, title track off the South Carolina duo's sophomore album. Was released January of 2012 on Dual Tone. And kicking off that set with another title track about joy, Hiss Golden Messenger, Jump for Joy. Title track from MC Taylor and the band's latest record. Was released August 2023 on Merge Records. I, my friends, am Ryan D. This is Music Savage Show. Right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, and WMFO.org. I'm having a great time. I always, always do here in this booth as I play music for all of you. It's the top of the hour. More than likely where you are, unless you're listening at a different time in the archives. And if you are, thank you. Let's see, where are we heading next? Oh, yes. We are going to head to the Faroe Islands, a chain of 18 islands that are in between Iceland and Norway, right there, smack dab in the Atlantic Ocean. And that is where yours truly and his better half will be in just a few days as we go and explore all those islands. And there's something else. If you're not familiar with the Faroe Islands, type that into Google and check it out. It's pretty amazing.